Now, Peter Corey is here. Why is Peter Corey here? Well, because it's Christmas, and he just doesn't have a selection box at Christmas. He has a big music box at Christmas. We're going to talk about that. The show's coming up this weekend at the Waterfront Hall. But, Peter, I mean, explain yourself. I mean, what on earth were you thinking last night? I mean, there was the big 40th anniversary Radio Ulster Gala concert. You go along. Apparently you were brilliant, by the way. We've heard that from the team, as you always are. And then you decide to do this when serenading Stephen Nolan.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, but there was doubt, I ate it up.
How did that feel?
It felt awesome. It felt incredible. I didn't want to sit and look out there because I wanted to look at the talent that you guys are. That's just incredible. It's beautiful. And Peter, you genuinely are one of my favourite singers. That's true. And it was really special.
There's a tear in your eye.
For me to be. It was really, really lovely. And I just want to take this opportunity to say this too, that celebrating Radio Ulster tonight... let me say it out loud because it's in my heart. I am deeply, deeply honoured to work for Radio Ulster. It's an incredible place and it's one of the most special things in my life. So I'm honoured to be here. I'm honoured to work for that station. Some of the listeners are here. You're crazy, but you're great. And that was a huge experience for me in front of the orchestra. So thank you so, so much. Thank you.
That was Stephen chatting to the presenter of the programme, John Toll, last night. Peter, you got Stephen all emotional last night.
I know. Well, it is one of those songs, and to sing up there with the Ulster Orchestra is always a great pleasure. But you heard the sound behind. I mean, it was fantastic.
And the Ulster Hall as well, of all venues.
Great acoustics, yeah. So it was a lovely evening. It was nice to be part of it. Nice to be honest.
A good night, yeah?
Yeah, it was a good night. Yeah, it was very enjoyable.
Excellent. Well, listen, the show last night was one thing. The music box, the Christmas selection box... of music.
Yes.
I mean, you were you always into Christmas? Was Christmas always
something? Do you know, Joel, it was about 7 or 8 years ago. I was at home and I was looking for something to do. And I thought that, you know, you either go to the pantomime or you go to a carol service. But there's not that other type of show that the families can all go together and celebrate and feel good about Christmas and get a buzz going out and get you in the right form for the days ahead. And that's really what I wanted to put together. This big sort of production show that everybody can go along, all ages, and sit down and enjoy.
So what have you got?
Well, we've everything. We've got our large cast of over 40 adults. We've 18 ballet dancers. We've choir boys. We've special guests from the West End. We've Ian McElhenney back this year. He went down so well last year. He was doing some Christmas readings. And you know, there's so many different elements to it. We've our Spar Star, which is a young star we've searched around the province for. And all of that, our special guest choirs. There's just so many different components to it. You don't get time to sit back and get bored because one thing flies past, then another thing comes out. And everything, you know, we've even got Mrs. Santa. We weren't good enough to get the big man himself, but we've got Mrs. Santa Claus coming along this
year. Have to book him early in advance, you know.
We don't have the connections.
We'll get you the number. No, but you're right, though, because it is one of those things at just the right time of the year. You know, I love Christmas.
Yes,
me too. I have to admit that. And I've got my ticket for Thursday night a while ago. Looking forward to going.
Thank you very much.
But it was one of those things that you see and you just... It is one of those...
It gets you...
It's just a bit of everything. And the timing's right, the weekend before Christmas.
Yeah, and it's a feel-good show. It really is. You walk out there with a smile on your face. That's what we planned to get the audience to do, and hopefully that's what we achieve.
Yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit more before you go, but a couple of other things I was thinking about as well. Another thing that I remember working at was the George Best funeral, and it's a day that I don't think anybody who was around that day will ever forget. And incredible to think, 10 years.
I know.
I mean, where on earth did
I know, 10 years. Somebody said to me a couple of months ago, and couldn't believe that it was 10 years ago. But yeah, that was a huge honour. Actually, I'm in the show this year. I'm singing one of the songs I performed at the funeral. I thought it would be fitting to just mention it being 10 years on. But I remember that miserable, rainy December morning very well, and as if it was yesterday. And the atmosphere of the whole country And it just seemed like everyone was watching and everyone was feeling something about it, whether it was memories or whether it was emotion for the family or just the sadness of the whole story of it, you know.
And the other things as well, because I remember you sang at Old Trafford, I think, as well, didn't you?
That's right, I sang at Old Trafford.
A year on. And the other sort of football-related one was Northern Ireland, England,
yes.
Which is also
well, I was
10 years on as well.
That's right, I was listening to the interview on the way in. Yes, I sang just before the Northern Ireland, England game. I was thinking back to memories of you know, Northern Ireland matches when I was a kid in 1982, whenever they played Spain. And was it Mal Donaghy sent off?
Mal Donaghy was sent off.
And all of that. And then was it that World Cup or the next one where they went on to the quarterfinals and met France and Austria?
It was that one, 82. Yeah.
And they scored against France first and it was disallowed and it was quite contentious whether it should have been disallowed.
Controversial offside disallowed goal,
yes.
Yeah.
And who knows what would have happened.
Yes. So you have good memories of those?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, I remember.
We need to get you a gig in France because I mean, you have 100% record singing before Northern Ireland games.
You know, you're right.
One game, one win.
You're right. And I sang down before the Ireland England rugby match in the Six Nations a few years ago and Ireland won that down in Dublin. So far, so good. Touch wood, you know.
Was singing always in your life?
Peter? Music was always in my life. Not singing. I was always brought up with music, but it was only in my late teens I came to singing. And just sort of like a duck to water or such.
Was it accidental or?
Nearly. I was sitting with some friends and we thought, why don't we put a group together? And one of them played the bass guitar, one of them played the drums, one of them played the guitar, and one of them played the piano. And I didn't play any of those. And I thought, well, I'll do the singing then, will I? Yes, yeah, so that's how it happened.
Uh-huh.
And I went home and stuck on a Meatloaf record and sang along with it and thought, yeah, I can do it. That's all right.
And from a group which is sort of accidentally almost put together.
Yeah.
You know, you've travelled the world. You've been in the West End stage. You know Vegas. You've been everywhere. You're a household name. Yeah. Some of the biggest productions. Do you ever look back and think to yourself, like, what on earth just happened?
Until I do wake up and think to myself how lucky I am to do my hobby as a job. And I mean, it's a great blessing to be able to get that. And even when you've got pressure like the Music Box coming up and all the different components to it, you have to remind yourself sometimes that you're doing a job you love. And I feel very lucky to do it.
Because it's quite funny that Michael O'Neill makes reference to, you know, like a proper job.
Yeah.
But we're all in that. We're all in that. But, you know, we come in and we do things that we enjoy and you get to meet people who we'd never get to meet if it wasn't for the vocation.
Well, this
that
is
we
true.
Have.
You know, Simon Callow last night was just standing talking to me. He said, so are you still playing the French horn? And I said, how do you know that? Apparently he was talking to some of the orchestra and told him I used to play the French horn. And I thought, well, that's an interesting chat to have with him, you know.
You're getting married as well?
Yes. I got engaged.
I
got engaged about 7 weeks ago now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, my girlfriend took me. Actually, Fleur works on the show with me, so it's lovely. So we put the show together with a great team, and it's great to have the opportunity because she lives in London and I live here a lot of the time, so it's great to have that solid time together for about 2 months leading up to this.
Right, well, we're going to get a song, apparently.
Indeed.
You're going to give us a song. But yes, fantastic. So our listeners will be waiting. Is it a Christmas feel to this one?
Well,
that's,
yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Very much.
So what
else
yes,
can you do?
Brilliant. We're going to get a Christmas song on the programme. That's what we want. So we're ready to go. Live in the Nolan studio, Peter Corey.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Keep the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles, they'll be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Excellent. I'm the only one here to clap, Peter, but if all our listeners were here, they all would have joined in the applause. I mean, it's a beautiful Christmas song.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, too, for the Music Box, you're in a position where you can just take all your Christmas favourites and decide that's
Joel,
what we're going to hear on the night.
Joel, you can say that for 1 or 2 years, but then you've got to branch further. Nicola was saying about getting her food ready around July. I start listening to Christmas music around July. You know, I have been known to be at the side of the pool listening to Frosty the Snowman just to try and work out a very, because we change the show every year, so it's
so many great Christmas songs.
It's a great challenge to try and find new ones all the time.
So when did rehearsals start?
Rehearsals start in the middle of October.
My goodness!
So middle of October, the cast start rehearsing, and then our special guests arrive flying this morning, so they start rehearsals with us at the waterfront today.
So you're good to go. I've mentioned I'm going Thursday. Yeah. Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and two on Saturday.
All in the waterfront hall.
All in the waterfront hall.
Brilliant. So what about yourself for Christmas then? What will you be in the kitchen?
No,
or will you be sitting asking
I'm
someone to pour?
Going to my future in-laws for Christmas. So we're over in England Christmas Day. Christmas Day. So actually, Fleur, my other half, her mum's Mauritian and the most fantastic cook. I don't know if I can say this on the air, but the only day she takes off is Christmas Day when Fleur's dad does the cooking, and it's not Mauritian, it's just turkey and very conservative. So I'm hoping to get a good meal on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day.
Well, that's nice. So you get a bit of travelling.
And then I'm back here with the kids on Boxing Day.
Brilliant. So. Excellent. Well, listen, good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Excellent news. Looking forward to it, as I say, on Thursday night. Thank you for coming in and giving a little bit of Christmas cheer. Nice to
My
hear
pleasure.
Our first Christmas song. I'm not sure if we'll have any live guests on the 23rd or the 24th. You'll be taking yourself off. You'll be going to feed your face for a couple of days and then sit up and have someone pour for you and serve you. So you'll not be available. I don't think we'll go down the route of taking up Nicola on her offer for live music. Don't think I'll take up her offer of going there for a Christmas dinner either, to be honest.
Right.